We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're having a lot of fun on the Morning Roast today, and we're going to welcome, can we call them buddies? Last time it didn't go too well. 105.3 The Fan, RJ and Sean, and the last time we talked to them, the Niners were getting ready to go kick the Dallas Cowboys' ass in a wild card game, and we know how that story ended. The Dallas Cowboys obviously forgot the rules, and they didn't realize the clock was winding down.
Dak was safe at second base, though. Not sure if you caught that.
Yes. RJ and Sean, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Butcher Boy. We meet again.
Ah! Wow. Thanks for the hijinks, Howard Stern. I appreciate that. Has Mike McCarthy picked his jaw up off the floor since the last time we saw you guys?
Okay, well, what are we doing?
You guys, I mean, didn't we tell you that it was a fluke run and that you would be getting rid of your quarterback who you're supposed to be? If you're such a legit contender, you would have the guy who took you to the NFC Championship game coming back, and now you're just waiting for someone to go ahead and offer you something to kick him out of town. Didn't we tell you that was going to happen? Why aren't you bringing back a contender?
Jimmy Garoppolo, did you see him almost throw up over himself at Texas Stadium? I was down there at Texas Stadium. We won in spite of him in that fourth quarter, and in spite of him in Green Bay. Yeah, no, that was it. It's been Trey Lance Day for a long time out here in the Bay Area. Hell, Trey Lance should have probably started last year, but that's neither here nor there. I'm surprised you guys are in the hoops.
You guys know who my new favorite player is because he realized the type of poisonous fan base you have in that city is Debo.
It's Debo.
Debo.
What's out?
Sick of, finally, he probably listened to y'all's show. I know he was dealing with these dumb 49er fans on social media, and he's like, screw this. I'm out of here. I don't want to play for these guys anymore. So congratulations on running Debo out of town.
Well, it's obviously down in Texas, you guys are a little slower because you're stuck in March. We're now in May, and Debo Samuel's now following the 49ers again on Instagram, and everything is all well and dandy. So number 19 will be trucking up. If you guys do make the playoffs,
it's almost as cute as Dak's contract next year.
He's a 13-year-old. He keeps following and unfollowing people.
I mean, that's the modern athlete. I mean, come on, guys. Welcome to 2022.
All right. Do you guys, Let's welcome to the Western Conference Finals. Now, do you feel like you caught a break that the Phoenix Suns got eliminated?
No, we actually wanted the Phoenix Suns. We thought it would be an easier matchup, believe it or not. We do have respect for the Dallas Mavericks. You guys probably didn't start watching the Mavericks until Game 5 of the Phoenix series, which is understandable. You guys are a football state. When you guys tied the series, that's right. But no, we wanted Phoenix because we thought CP3 was a fraud, which we all know he is. We wanted to end the season once again. DeAndre Ayton is an overrated big man, in my opinion. I'm not afraid of that. So Dallas, they have the formula to match up with the Golden State Warriors. I'll give you guys that.
Yeah, why did you see, since you watched all the regular season games and we didn't, why was it 3-1 regular season with the great Steph Curry throwing bricks up?
Are you really throwing regular season numbers at us in the NBA?
Come on, man.
They were down 3-1. They lost 3-4 to the Grizzlies. They lost 3-4 to the Nuggets. How did those series end? All right.
Well, John got hurt.
But they're 25 without Ja. And a lot of people nationally said, the Grizzlies are better without Ja Morant. They're better. Now it's Ja got hurt. Okay, that's fine. You can have that one. Klay Thompson didn't play in two of the games. Draymond Green didn't play in three of the games. All right? They're fine.
Context
I would not go
matters.
Back.
Yeah, you guys really missed those 7 points that Draymond gives you.
Yeah, old triple single there. What is Klay like? What is Clay like after the injury? Like, what? In
I don't
all
know.
Seriousness,
did you watch Game Six? He dropped 30.
Oh God.
So what makes you guys confident in this Western Conference Final? Because obviously you're banking on the regular season. You don't know what Clay's been like. You haven't watched the Golden State Warriors, even though they're on national TV
and
every
been
single
in the finals
game. You probably don't even know what Andrew Wiggins has been doing. This is their sixth Western Conference Final in the last 8 years. So we've been there, done that before. Why are you guys so confident?
Well,
in this series?
I did watch the series against Memphis when Clay also had 12 and 15 and shooting 25% and 30%.
Box score watching.
I guess.
Did you
watch enough to know that we have the best player in the series? Can you acknowledge that?
I mean, Jokic was the best player in that series. We externished him and same
externished
thing.
Him.
Externished.
I love externishing.
Hey, look, we'll give you guys this. And I've been citing this. 33-12 since January 5th. You guys have the second best record in the NBA. Yeah, we'll give you all that.
Good defensive metrics.
But, yeah, not bad.
Since trading Kristaps.
Yeah, not bad. Spencer did it when he'd been a nice boost. Jalen Brunson's nice. But why are you guys so confident? Where
best
have you been here
player
done
on
that?
The floor. That's
best
what.
Player,
oh, best
on,
player
the floor.
On the floor. Yes.
But the Memphis Grizzlies
have the best. That's how basketball works.
Oh, it does.
Best player on the floor. More often than not.
Wait. Question.
More often than not.
Did it work for Denver?
Did you have the best player in the world when the Warriors beat you guys in 2007? Wasn't Dirk the MVP? How'd that work out for you?
Man, 14 years ago. That way to stay up to date. And Denver, you keep talking about Denver. They were missing the guy who was their best.
2015. Was LeBron the best player in the world? Oh, wow, it's really quiet.
Yeah, it got real quiet. Really quiet.
What about 2017? What about 2018?
Do you guys acknowledge that Luka
just like on
is,
Wikipedia now?
Is Luka
no,
the
this
best?
Is the Warriors' no, championship no, record. No, that's
but
what
guy,
I'm citing
RJ
right
Sean,
now.
Honestly, 2007, history. You had Dirk Nowitzki win an MVP award, and you lost to an 8 seed. So this whole best player on the court
I mean,
doesn't
come on.
Matter. Who's the better
like,
team?
Anybody can pick out
it's,
an outlier.
It's a
like,
team
you
sport,
is
guys.
Jason Tatum the best player on the court?
Like RJ Sean. Is Luka Doncic the best player in the
series? RJ Sean. Was Dak Prescott not the better quarterback on the field when they played the 49ers?
He
was the better quarterback, right?
You don't want to say in your on the airwaves in your city that Luka's the best player in the series.
Luka's playing phenomenal basketball, but we
say
believe
it.
It's Stephen
say
Curry.
It, say it.
We believe it's Stephen
all
Curry.
All the homeless people are saying for you. Hear you say
stop it. Who's gonna? How are they gonna guard him?
Sean and RJ, let's get to brass tacks. Aren't you guys from like New Jersey?
I can't.
How
ask,
are you even Maverick
I,
fans?
I can't. I can't ask about anything in the series with this idiot.
No, you can't.
Who's gonna guard Luka? What do you think?
Andrew Wiggins. We're gonna throw Andrew Wiggins on him. Otto
they're
Porter
laughing.
Jr.
They
will get a
basketball.
Run. Klay Thompson will get a run. That's the beauty of the Golden State Warriors. It's called strength in numbers, gentlemen. It's been the hashtag for quite a while.
But here's
the hashtag.
RJ Sean, here's the deal. Here's the deal, RJ Sean. Here's the deal, RJ Sean. Hey, RJ Sean, you guys are all laughing, but what are you clowns are wearing a Dodgers shirt? So you always talk about California, yet you're wearing a Dodgers shirt. So obviously you love something about California. Oh, well, it's free. So you just wear anything free, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Do you guys, we're cross-talking with San Fran 95.7
The
Game.
Please be San Fran.
Whoa. San Fran. First of all, it's not San Fran, number one. It's Frisco, or it's the city, all right? There's no San Fran. Let's not be lazy with our nicknames.
Is that why everyone's moving over here because of douchebag talking phrases like this?
No, it's because
is that why everyone's leaving there to come over here?
You're recycling material.
Is that why Charles Barkley, did you guys catch Charles Barkley talk about how much he hated your city?
That's
how much
fine.
He's dreading going there?
That's fine.
Did you
that's
hear
fine.
Richard Jefferson last night talk about how the new arena and the atmosphere are so bad compared to the first one?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to the city?
Yeah.
What happened to the town? What happened to the town? What are you ripping off Boston movies now?
Hey, listen, just because your property is so damn cheap, people are not suckers. We go out there, buy your properties, and we rent it to you idiots for double the price to make our money. And we can go back here and take the money from California. Why not Airbnb in Texas if you guys want to sell us a 5-bedroom house for $300,000? My bad, your property's not worth much. It's not my fault. Be mad at your state. It's okay.
Hey, boys, this is the bigger question. How come your owner talks a big game and really hasn't done nothing? Our billionaire owner has not only built a brand new stadium, he's brought 3 championships and maybe the greatest free agent in all time, NBA history, to San Francisco and the Bay Area. Your guy's still searching for that second one.
Guys, we have a championship that was more valuable than anything Kevin Durant ever won there with your bandwagoning. We have
bandwagoning.
We have one of the top 3 NBA championships of all time.
What are the other two? Now I want to know what your other two are.
Did you say that those
are? I want to know what your other two are.
Top three championships ever?
I can't wait to hear this.
Let me hear the top three.
I want to hear it. You're telling me that Dirk's championship isn't more valuable than what Kevin Durant won there? No one cares.
Kevin Durant
counts it.
If Kevin Durant outdueled LeBron James and was the best player on the floor, averaging over 35 points a game in the
by himself against the Heat.
He has Jason Kidd, Jason Terry, Sean Marion,
Tyson Chandler.
Come on, man.
Tyson
Chandler
was a defensive player of the year.
Oh, my God.
You don't even know your own roster. Hey, you just exposed yourself. Heap one with
Did
nobody.
Did you really say, though, that KD was the best free agent pickup ever?
Yeah.
Possibly in American sport. Outside of Tom Brady, who else is a better free agent signing?
What are you on, Satine?
LeBron James, Kevin
was
Durant.
LeBron not?
Kevin Durant, LeBron James,
Tom
Brady.
They won the same amount of rings. Two. Both won the same amount of rings for their teams, too.
Why does your home court suck compared to the last place?
Go ask Memphis in game six and how loud it was.
Oh, wow. Way to take three games to close out the Grizzlies. Real impressive.
I got a soundbite for you to sit back and listen from the great Luka Doncic.
I mean, that's a loud gym. I ain't gonna lie, you know. I think this one in Utah, honestly, are the loudest gyms in the league.
Luke, the great Luka Doncic said, what? Salt Lake City and Chase Center, the two loudest gyms in the NBA. That's very interesting.
Awesome.
Luka doesn't just say anything. He doesn't just shoot from the hip. He speaks what's on his mind.
No, he's generic and boring.
Learn your team. Don't you learn? Don't you know to watch?
I still
watch?
Want
don't
your other two champions. I want to hear the two other greatest rings of all time. So, I don't think you can name two other champions in NBA history.
They can't. They don't know basketball. Dirk won by himself. Damn. Obviously, Jason Kidd's a Hall of Famer.
They don't know
Jason
clock
Terry.
Management.
They don't know how to run the clock.
He was an old man.
How dumb the Cowboys were in that wild card game. By the way, since you guys did this, because last time you spoke it with your chest. You tried to say, put your money where your mouth is. And I was
and
waiting on
didn't.
The bet. No,
and
I
you
did.
Didn't.
I was there.
And
I
you
told
didn't.
You I went to Texas Stadium
and you
with
didn't.
My Niner jersey on.
Texas
and
Stadium.
Big Tiger, whatever the hell it's called. Jerry's World. Jerry's World, whatever it is. Which
Niner
is overrated.
Took over.
Yeah, we took over
that
your stadium.
That was embarrassing.
That was 50-50. It was a lot of red in that stadium.
That was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Come on, Butcher,
you guys
you were
do
slicing
not care.
Prosciutto.
So listen, RJ and Sean, you want to talk about bandwagon and jumping into stadiums? We took over your stadium. We took it over. That was Levi Stadium Southwest.
Have you ever
met
a Mavericks fan?
Never met a Mavericks fan in my life.
Nor have I.
So anyway, Mike Bassick's a real Mavericks fan, by the way, down here in Texas.
Wow.
We don't know that. He'll talk Mavericks. Wikipedia. These guys don't know anything. But since you guys flipped on the bet.
What's your prediction for the series?
You flipped on the bet. I tweeted at you. You didn't reply until 2 days later after the game when we kicked your ass. What are we betting this time around? I got the Venmo ready. Wait, $100, $200? What do you want? What do you want from us?
Now you name the price. Now you want to come in all big.
I've been coming in big, baby. I go big or go home. You better learn. You better check my resume.
We can bet whatever you want.
What do you want to do? You got the better player in the series. You name your price.
You want to go straight cash?
We go straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Okay, Butcher Boy, you going to throw in a T-bone in this?
Hey, listen, I know minimum wage down there in Texas is about $5 an hour, so don't put all your pennies on this series. Okay. I want you guys not to go broke here and have to move to, like, Fort Worth or something.
You already lived there?
Yeah, and no wonder you're broke.
You decide your money amount, and then you tweet it, and then we'll make it public with what you want to put on
it.
We'll go, Carrie Butch.
We'll go 100, 100, 200, $200. Fine. And we're throwing a T-bone steak if
done.
The Dallas Mavericks Ooh. Win.
Done.
It's done.
All right, there you go.
I expect our Venmo payment in about a week and a half. Man, sorry to our audience. We lost a lot of brain cells there. These idiots from Texas don't even know their own roster. I would say good luck, but man, it's going to be a lot of fun to humble you once again.
Hey, Sean and RJ, what state are you going to be in next year? What team are you going to be rooting for next year? I'm just curious.
How long have you guys hosted that show?
Yeah.
Long enough? Long enough to be number one in the market?
I know. Not long enough to be number one in the market.
Yeah, long enough to be number one in the market.
Because all we do is win.
How many years have you guys been there?
One year we won the book, bud. Oh, sorry. Okay.
We've been here over a decade, and you guys keep rotating.
A lot of losing in those 11 years.
We'll talk to your replacements after the finals.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
I have a feeling you won't have the phone up again.
Great material. Those clowns. Those clowns. They don't even know their own roster, man.
We've got the best player in the series.
We got the best player in the Saints, the Saints, the Saints. Oh, I'm glad you could hang a banner up. Luka Doncic, best player in the Western Conference Finals. Hang that banner up there at American Airlines Arena. RJ and Sean spelled. Sean spelled S-H-A-N.
Was that any good?
They're jokes. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.